Well, the close circle of friends Lindy Chamberlain-Creighton celebrated last night in Darwin after yesterday's coronial inquest, which formally found her daughter, Azaria Chamberlain, was killed by a dingo. It's taken a murder trial, four coronial inquests and a royal commission, not to mention 3 years in jail, a 32-year journey with many dark days. Lindy Chamberlain-Creighton has been speaking with AM's Tony Eastley, starting here about her time in prison and being removed from her children.
Probably Regan's eye accident would have been the darkest time because he needed his mum and I wasn't allowed to go to him or see him.
This was when you were in Darwin prison?
I was actually in prison. That and Carlius Booth having her taken from me.
She was taken from you. Where did she go?
Down to the nursery to start off with, and then 4 days hospital nursery, and then 4 days later I got bail and got her back. And then 5 months later I had to give her up again.
And why was that?
Because I came back to prison. Had two doses of it. People tend to think of it sort of as one long stretch, but it was in two pieces, so I did have a little time with her.
I can't help but think, especially leading up to and during the trial, which I covered at length over that 6 weeks, your demeanour at the time didn't do you any favours, and I'm not the only one who thinks that. Were you aware of that back then, or were you trying to steel yourself?
Look, it wouldn't matter what we did. We'd been in the news for laughing at Azaria's death site, which all we were doing was having lunch between court on the picnic tables with a lot of other media. But a new group of media came along and needed a headline and saw us there and decided that was a great headline, Picnic at Death. Rock, so you know that was wrong when the public doesn't know what the setting is. So if you smile, that's dreadful, you should be crying, and if you don't smile, you're hard-hearted, and if you cry all the time, you're a drama queen.
So you felt that going into the trial, did you? Is that why you chose one path over another?
Well, the other thing is when you're walking through a crowd who are hissing and booing and cheering and congratulating, you know, you've got those that love you and those that hate you. I suggest you try walking into a hostile crowd and see what you do. You've sort of try and remain as neutral as possible, and you know you're never going to please everybody. There's nothing you can do. You've just got to do your best, and that's it. When I'm not laughing, my face looks cranky.
No one ever got to know the real Lindy Chamberlain at that time?
Well, what do you mean
publicly?
By...
Well, publicly. Do you say that you're one person privately and one person publicly?
No, I said I was portrayed as another publicly. I mean, even I had to learn some of the things that... Some of the reports going across didn't... coincide with reality. So yes, I've said I used to watch the news to see what that woman was doing, because she was often doing different things than me and must have been in a different courtroom a lot of times, because you know there's a lot of good media did a good job, but there are also those who sat in court and literally went to sleep and with their feet up on a chair and then ran out and said, "What did I miss? What's today's headlines?" Or simply, I know one of them just sat in court and slept and then went to the police and said, "What headlines do you want today?" So there's good and bad in everything, and you just have to suffer through it the way you can. There's no manual how to face things like this. My husband says I ought to write a book with some lessons and guidelines I've learned called Learning to Swim While Drowning, and that's an appropriate way to put it.
When I saw Aidan in court yesterday hugging his mother with tears streaming down his face, I was reminded of the broad nature of the damage caused. How has he coped? Because he was six at the time Azaria disappeared.
Not well. He has a lot of anger pent up in him that he is slowly managing to let go, and this is, you know, a huge way towards helping with that finally.
And will you write a book, as you mean, as you've alluded to it?
You mean another one?
Why not?
Actually, my present book, I've changed its title because it's internationally available on ebook now, and I've called it The Dingo's Got My Baby because everybody else around the world knows what that phrase means, so I may as well use it. But yeah, I am writing another book. I'm halfway through one on forgiveness.
I know that people have written to you expressing their remorse, apologising for not having believed you at the time. What do you say to those people, briefly?
I think they have a huge amount of courage to admit that they were wrong. And there was a media personality yesterday, good on her. She's only the second one ever to do so in the media.
And that's Lindy Chamberlain. She may have been talking about Wendy Harmer there, who wrote a comment piece yesterday admitting she was one of those who vilified and ridiculed Lindy Chamberlain at the time, and it concedes she got that wrong. That was Lindy Chamberlain speaking with Tony Eastley. And The Dingo did it. It was the initial finding in the first inquest more than three decades ago, and now again the final judgment in this awful saga